I'm going to start by saying something insensitive, and I hope that that disclaimer does enough for me. I just pulled up summer league stats, which first and foremost, I felt kind of wild doing that because this ain't, that's not preseason. That's summer league. It's a whole different level.
Welcome back, Reggie.
But I looked up, I looked at the Hawks game. Obviously, Rockets Hawks summer league game happened yesterday. Do you want to know the final score? Because I don't. And I was like, who are these people? with all due respect to them. And again, that was the insensitive thing. But the reason why I had that was because Reed Sheppard was shut down before that game. Mm-hmm. As a lot of teams will do this with their best players that are playing in summer league.
Yeah.
Is that the player will play the first couple of games, make sure that, hey, we see what we want to see, give you a little bit of that, but we don't need to run you through all of this for you to get hurt. We've kind of gotten a feel of what it is. Shut it down. The number one overall pick in this draft, Cooper Flagg, was shut down by the Mavericks in the same way, in the same timing. So this is kind of to be expected. But with what we've seen in summer league, because, you know, this was the time to all eyes on Reed Sheppard, the number three pick, last season, a guy who was previously supposed to be Offensive Rookie of the Year leader and then ultimately just didn't get burned. Now this is an opportunity. Hey, what are we seeing from him, from a team that is all but guaranteed that he will be your backup point guard? Are you convinced that he's ready for that particular role? 713-572-4610.
No, and I don't see how anybody could be convinced. Hopeful.
Okay.
You know, it's easy to be hopeful because of what he can do offensively. But you know, it was so funny. I was mentioning this to you before the show. Yeah, he put 31 up in a game. And then we're seeing they shut him down, you know, after two games because he was averaging 24 points a game. He didn't look that good in the other game. It's, you know, shut him down, bring him back. You have high hopes, but convinced? Are you convinced?
No, and it's very particular. And I know B. Scott has gotten all of this as I've just, I'll apologize to B. Scott right now over the air for like blowing up his phone during these summer league games. Like he has been the outlet for those things. But there's definitely some really good things. It really does feel, and I need to go back and watch it to like confirm it, but just feeling off of watching the first couple of games that one of the questions I had for Reed as rookie, I think he has answered, which is, or at least is done a good amount of answering, which is it feels like he has a good comfort on, I know when to go for mine and I know when to, you know, get somebody else involved, which is a huge thing if you're going to be an on-ball player, particularly a point guard. You have to, and a guy who is expected to go and shoot and score, it can't be, well, I just pass and then sometimes I look to score, because especially if you're running the bench mob, you're going to be leading that unit and likelihood is you're going to need, your shooting and your offense is going to be necessary there. So you can't just, you know, leave yourself out of it, but then you also can't over-index on you trying to score, because then what's the point of you being a distributor?
Yeah.
It feels like he has found a decent balance of that. That's cool. You know, pick and roll game. I would like to see more, but I feel comfortable in the idea that he can run that. He can do those things. You know, he can use some explosion to get to where he needs to get. Those things, I'm cool. I will come back, and I think I'm going to be the Reed Sheppard hater through no fault of, like, I don't dislike him. I just, the defense, man. I know that he's out here getting steals right now, especially in summer league. I know that he has good hands and a willingness to do that. I don't know how tenable it is, especially in an E-mate off defense, but in just in general in the NBA, to have a guy who seems like he breaks down your entire defensive game plan by gambling for some of those steals, or just not being capable of, you know, or not even not being capable. Sometimes it looks like he's not like putting in the amount of effort to stay in front, which I understand if you have the ball in your hand, doing both of those things is a lot. It does not feel like it's at the right level just yet.
And I think sometimes he is not capable, if we're being honest. He's certainly not, maybe not physically, but he hasn't been able to do it. Here's the thing. I mean, Reed Sheppard, look, of all the things that the Rockets have going for them, second favorite to win the NBA championship right now. I mean, that's pretty impressive. Reed Sheppard is down on the list, but he's important down on the list.
100%.
I mean, with Fred VanVleet and any injury, and we know, I've said this repeatedly, just expect, you know, just slight intended, just expect Kevin Durant to miss about 20 games next year. That's just what he does, and he probably should do. You know, you expect him to be big time in the postseason, but if you're going to miss, you know, Kevin Durant for 20 games or so, you're going to have Fred VanVleet as kind of the only point guard. You got to have Reed Sheppard doing more at the NBA level. You mentioned, you know, what you saw from him in the summer league, the two summer league games. Keep in mind, he averaged 5.3 assists last summer league. in the 2024 summer. So he was able to do it in the summer league. It's a different animal, man. It's a different animal when you're distributing and trying to lead an offense with the regular NBA team and in the regular NBA. So yes, you know, he showed some things, but he showed some things in the last summer league. So I'm hopeful. I'm just not feeling like I would be confident.
From one of the other, from one of the 832s here on the text line, as I asked the question, are you confident that Reed Sheppard is prepared and ready for that backup point guard role that it seems very much the Rockets are going to thrust him into? And I honestly, I will stop and say, I think that this is the right thing to do. You need to have him, get, you know, give him opportunity and for that run up. And the 832 seems to concur as they say, I think Reed needs to play. Only way to get better. Agreed. I'm not entirely convinced, though. Some of the decision-making is still questionable. Plus, I would rather him have a good game again before he shuts down. Now, so this other 8-2 makes a point, which I think is one of the big reasons why you definitely need to shut him down. He has a slight calf strain. But my thing about it is, you're playing 82 games or, you know, the better part of an 82-game season in the NBA. There's going to be some parts of that. And if I can only count on you, and again, this is harsh, and I don't mean it to sound as harsh as I'm sure as it does, but if I can only count on you to be viable in the ways that we want to use you in 100% optimal situations, we're not going to have very much of that.
Right, and they didn't last year. You know, I mentioned, you know, how we felt, you know, coming out of the summer league last year. Dude was averaging 20 points and 5.5 assists just about. We felt pretty good. You can feel pretty good, but I don't think you can feel confident yet. He's got to do it at this level, and he's got to do it, you know, with this squad in the rotation and getting more minutes.
Yeah, so look. I'm very excited to see what it looks like with the more minutes and in that particular space. But the defense still
worries
me. And
defensively, of course.
The defense is, I mean, that's my big, you know, red flag for me personally. And I understand there's going to be a lot of people that will default to one of my least favorite NBA things in particular, which is you can't conflate steals as defense.
Oh, no.
And it happens a lot. And Reed is getting them. And, you know, it is good that he is capable of getting them. And it's not because he's, you know, they're just giving to him. He has a good eye for it. He has very good hands. He pokes at the ball at the right time.
Yeah.
But at sometimes, one, summer league is, you don't have the best, truest hands passing the ball in some of these instances. And they're not playing an offense that is well oiled. So sometimes it's just, hey, this guy threw it to a dude in a different color jersey. That's not by all means what Reed was doing here. But also, there's times, and again, I don't know how to soften this. I'm just going to say it, and I'm going to ask for forgiveness on the backside. There's some times where he plays defense that makes it seem like, in his mind, he goes, this is all good. I'll get it back on the other side.
Yeah, it could
be. That is cool for a superstar player to play that kind of defense. That is not good for a role player, even if he is going to be a premier role player, to have a seemingly that kind of defensive. And that's the thing is, I can agree, or I can live with you. You're just not great at defense.
Yeah, look.
I can't live with what feels like you're not maximizing your effort on that.
You got to be Steph Curry on offense if you're going to have that type of defense.
Yeah, and as far as your steals point, I've always said steals is a part of a great defender's game, but steals doesn't make you a great defender.
Correct.
You know, whether it's Kawhi or, you know, go back as far as you want, you know. A lot of guys are good off-ball defenders, and maybe that means that leads to steals. And, you know, James Harden was a pretty good off-ball defender. I always said that. I thought he was good at reading passing lanes and all that.
Especially when he could play in the post.
Yeah.
Use his strength.
Yeah, but that didn't make him a great defender.
Yeah. Right, and Reed is not going to be a great defender. Like, I don't think I'm surprising anybody by saying that. I just...
Adequate.
He got to be better at offense. Yeah. He got to be banging that offense.
And that's the fun part. Those shots looked fun.
Yeah, no, he can knock it down.
Take all of my skepticism, and now let's have fun. Oh, my God. It is so fun to watch him, like, come off a screen and pull up with the level of confidence that he's had from depth. And then, can we talk about the little bit of trash talking that he showed? Like, that is that is the additional part. It's the confidence that I know that he has had, but that is becoming a little bit more evident, rather. I think that is the fun part. So, when I say I'm not confident about him stepping into that role at this point, but I am... as you said, hopeful. Mm-hmm. And I do have a level of optimism in what it's going to look like. I don't think that the Rockets are entirely out of place for putting him there. But I am still very intrigued to see what it looks like early on in preseason and really early on into the season. And hopefully, very hopefully, I'm really crossing my fingers that in a few months, I'll be proven wrong on this point. But I do still have that concern when it comes to Reed Sheppard right now, as he's been shut down summer league play out there in Las Vegas.